speak to you about the Holy Spirit. You know that one of the titles of the Holy Spirit is
Comforter.
And sometimes I look at people going through their lives. And I wonder, how can they keep going on without the comfort of the Holy Spirit? You know that, I know that today we've had a great tragedy here in Cape Dorset.
How you may go to Matilu Nata Akamilu Nakuku Rata Tamani King Army.
And we're all feeling that tragedy today.
And Malotamana Akamituku Rotigi Pigi Ipigi Narigatigo.
But God wants to come near to His people.
Go to the Kisiane Inokotiminun, Hanits Inokotiminun, Hanitu Gumama.
And to bring us the supernatural comfort of the Holy Spirit. When we have that comfort, we will not have the answer to every question. But we will have the assurance that everything is in the hands of our Father. The living and the dead are all alive to Him. And He loves all of us. And we can trust Him to do what is right. But that comfort does not come just by explanation. The Holy Spirit is the comforter because He brings the loving touch of the Father. And I know that what every person in this room needs is the loving touch of the Father. My father was not a very affectionate man. I know why. His father was an alcoholic. And I don't know much about my grandfather, I never met him. But my grandmother died when my father was only 13 years old. So he had a very hard childhood. And he didn't know how to express love. When I was 10 years old, I was walking with my father.
You were working or
walking.
Walking.
My father put his hand on my shoulder. And that little touch on my shoulder of my father's hand felt so good. And I think I grew 6 centimeters that day. That must be why I'm so tall. But that was just a touch of my earthly father. Many years later, God filled me with the Holy Spirit.
And
I felt the arms of God around me. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit will do to you tonight, He wants to hold you in the arms of a loving Father.
And
if you will receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will heal you deeper than you ever knew. The Bible says the love of God is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
Now, when we
talk about this, this is the main work of the Holy Spirit, to give you the love of God.
This is
the main work of the Holy Spirit.
Tamanago tamanja piliriarilua tartanga piliriarilariarutanga anone itjongnaitteo.
The Holy Spirit does many things.
Anone itjongnaitteo piliriarilua amisualunni.
And you can see these many things in the Bible. You can read these many things.
Amisuluta ko anone itjongnaitteo piliriarilariarijangin takujunnartabun agutio hausinginni.
But when you look into the Gospels, you can see that there were many things that they show us how much they needed the Holy Spirit.
Takwa Matthew sikku Markus sikku Johannes sikku Luka sikku allaminni ta sukkuinat siarman atsuarokin muu matsini viningin anongnong me itjongnaittumme.
If you turn with me to Luke's Gospel chapter 9.
Luka si allaminni chapter 9.
Verse 1. There it tells you. You can read it. He gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases.
Now
that was a great power of the Holy Spirit. But that was not the main work of the Holy Spirit. This power 3 years before the day of Pentecost. This was power to cast out demons, and many people want this power. But that's not the power, the central power of the Holy Spirit. It says here, over all demons and to cure diseases.
Ilu
And I believe that God has given me power over all demons and to cure diseases. I believe
it.
I believe when he called me to the ministry and sent me to preach, he gave me that power. If he didn't give me that power, how could I ever go and preach his name? If God has called you to preach, God has given you that power. Don't doubt it. What general will send his soldiers into army without guns? God has called you to preach the gospel and he's given you this power. But he wants to call some here probably tonight and say, and give them this power to preach the gospel. He wants to call others to preach the gospel.
And
if he's calling you, he will give you that power. So this also means that if anybody has demonic trouble, we can pray for them tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Because he has given his servants power over all demons and all darkness. Amen. We should not fear. We are the servants of the living God.
Amen. Amen.
But that is not the central work of the Holy Spirit.
He
gave this power to the 12. Including Judas.
Allah Judas taina.
You see, God has given me this power, but this is not what makes me a man of love. This power does not make me a man of love. It's the power of the Holy Spirit makes me a man of love. This power here does not make a person love people.
The word of God?
No, this power over demons doesn't make people love us, love other people. Jesus said some people will say to him on the day of judgment, we've cast out demons in your name. He said, well, I don't know.
Jesus said,
you see, this power is great, but there's a greater power. Look with me into Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Verse 13 to verse 16.
10:13 to 16. Mark 10:13 to 16. Itu yang ingin mahu. Sungguh si kumilu, ikhlas baik tamat.
the apostles did not have the love for
Christ. I think I'm in a wrong chapter. Mark 10?
Verse 13 to 16.
Okay, I'm in the right chapter.
You're in the right chapter.
Yeah.
You read about the
Mark,
children coming
yep,
to him. That's
yep,
right.
Mm-hmm.
The apostles, the disciples, didn't have the love for the children.
They
had power, great powerful men. They could shout and they could do all kinds of things, but they couldn't love these children. When they brought children to Jesus, they were bringing children to Jesus. The apostles stood there as big, important men. They said, get these children out of here. We are important men. Take the children out. Somebody control the children while we adults have an important meeting. But God says somebody control the adults while the children have an important meeting.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. The apostle says, get these children out of here.
Jesus
said, no. Children, come to me. That is the heart and center of the kingdom. And he took those children on his knee. Those apostles couldn't give it to the children because they didn't have it themselves. You can't give what you don't have. You need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus loved these children.
Jesus
took them on his arms.
Put
his hands on them. And he blessed them. And you see, all over the world, I meet people who deep inside, their hearts are empty. They're just waiting for somebody to come and love them. The need of this community, the need of every community, is the love of God. Some of you will remember that. I don't remember that.
Yeah. 150 years ago
in England, children, there were so many orphans in England.
And
there were people opening orphan houses. There were government orphan houses. And Christian orphans. And in the government orphan houses, Many of the children, babies, were dying.
Gaba makut pai ringan ni tai kwa ili ultimate amiswalu go to khatu bini.
They asked advice from different ones. What is happening? How can we change this?
Tai ma hinu juka khatu bini khini khatu bini to khu waktu alu matahan waktu man matu khu onni kan na run namanga.
And they found this orphan house where they cuddle the children, they held the children and loved the children.
In the Christian?
The Christian one, yes.
Tai kan ego opportunum Christ to see me utana tigo abin me pare tibi me tai ko ego irimi tai kan itu ni dia abdum ning tai me le otillo
we. There the children were not dying.
Tai ko ago so se to ko pale nang itorle tai ma pija ugame.
So they began to pay people to hold the children and love them.
Aki doktu ibali alung mejun taima ikana yakti ta pali alung mejun ikin mejau hatta hulu kita ikuan ibi aktiar sugusi luhin mi hatta tutsani.
And it was better than medicine.
Inu lisau ti wajaktu migu ija gau ta wajaktu mig taima ibi unu rejangin piu nuk sam
lagi. What we need is medicine from God. We need the love of God.
Ima inu lisau migu ti mi pa ngapi ju mi pija gaya hakata gu ti unalinding ane kingu matsigata.
You need the Father's love.
Taima kingu matsigabik ata unalinding ane.
Look into Mark's Gospel chapter 14.
Mark's 14 ane.
Here we have chapter 14, verse 37.
Blessing on 37.
He found them sleeping.
Mark 13.
14, verse 37. Chapter 14, verse 37.
37, Vasinga. That verse, one verse.
You can read to verse 40.
Okay. 40, Munukali Maramajaka. Tutsiari Ramili, Ilaminun Utukun, Takwalo, Ilinyakti, Pingasu, Takubai, Sinitu. Petro simullu uhakko. Simon, sinit pi. Ikap kami ataw sumullu ni ikumakay na rin ng ilati. Taku nung alo Jesus si uhakkan ako. Kaudi say na rin si. Tuksya mo silo utulutaw ng munti kita ako na si. Anong nag pijuman na kakalo ako. Kisya nila timi sangip ko. Tapa Jesus ita kunung aki makutik kan nerebo tuk siang nilo ukau si tak kuasai naik atuk lagi kinguning aku ilin ya timinu utung megami tak ubai sini tu uir manu mulu uisajum nailo imai di kajak. Jesus mulu kanu.
Here we find the apostles trying to pray. Jesus said, "You stay here and pray. Pray with me." And they tried to pray. They tried. You know, when Jesus says pray, some people think we have to make real strong effort to pray.
Jesus si tuksya ka tuka ko matindo ilangin isuman ng matang na isumasugugan na tuksya kaya tuksya katigidaw kumaganda tayo maat sa kuktum lang kaya lalutap ikas wag katum lang kaya lalutap tuksya kaya hakto isugugan ka.
When Jesus prayed, he enjoyed it.
Jesus si tuksya kami huwiya tuksya suni tuksya kata naman.
Why?
Suman.
Because when he went to pray, he went to sit with his Father and feel his love.
Taima tuksiya kaya kami ata minun taima sangan luni
And when these apostles were sitting there trying to pray, you know what happened? They fell asleep. There are moments when there is such a need for prayer that people fall asleep, they can't pray, they don't know what to do.
Now
on the day of Pentecost, God, Jesus had promised them power on the day of Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, they were waiting for the baptism with the Holy
Spirit.
And the baptism with the Holy Spirit is a real experience. It's a definite experience. You know when the Holy Spirit has done this to you. But when they were waiting for the Holy Spirit, they were not waiting for power to cast out demons. They had that
power.
They were asking for power to live. They were asking for power to love. They wanted to know the love of God. Tonight, God wants to give you that power. It's the love of God. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is a baptism with love. You will grow 6 centimeters taller tonight.
6 inches Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if your shoe size will change, but your height will change. Hallelujah. God wants to fill you with the love of God. And they were waiting for this power of the Holy Spirit. And turn with me now to John's Gospel, chapter 14.
Do you want to sit on my tongue lang in chapter 14?
This is verse 16 to 18.
Atatalo to tiyak vigine akpara, ikajoktit sat sinnik.
What's the word in the... I'll give you another.
I will pray to my Father that you'll get another helper.
Helper.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the word comforter.
Okay. Tana we may ligali mani guijiming imailinga reali ikajukti sami uhangatu inakto ubane ijujuktini inuktituni mani guiju lagiali. Atatalo tunisi bigini akpati manigwiji gini akta sinning asinning tunisi khullugu ilitsinnum ilitsini tsainamne aktuming isukhangittumun tanna uvuk sulitsiamne uv anumne nga silakdoamne uv pijunnangitanga takujunnanginnamitju haujimanginnamitjullu ilitsili haujimabasi ilitsini tsainammat ilutsini niamallu. Last verse. Iliak jujutitu priman niangilasi. Utang niangimuale ilit sinno. Amen.
Amen. I will not leave you fatherless as orphans. I will come to you.
Iliak primainatu inajangitasi. Iliak ju suru iliak jutitu. Kai vigilangajapsi ilato.
And in verse 21 he says, He will be loved by my Father. He will be loved by my Father.
Dai ma ka bani va sanga ni 21 ni atata ngata lugu nan ligi ni apa.
The Holy Spirit will come and bring to us the touch of the Father.
Anu ni jung nai tu tiki pati go atata nan ligi ngani jung ni ranga jati go.
So this is the wonderful news of the Holy Spirit. He will come and fill us with the love of God.
Taman natu sa omenat sia tuaru ataima anu ni wijung nai tu tata tinia mati go atata nan ligi ngani.
But there are conditions for this.
Kisiani Maligiali ni pitahar mejo.
There is really only one condition.
Atau sotana maligiali tua gugalwa.
That is if you repent.
Kisiani hakea lebukta.
You see, people say, "Give me this love of the Father. Give it to me."
Inu ukasu gugatta atata tananarlin ni haido.
But you see, the problem is, you cannot mix the love of the Father with the love of the world.
Tai magugu tiu patata nanlinninga ingulau tigun ingulahata gunnangin masidakdoa nanlinninga no.
And the Holy Spirit comes to do two things.
Anung ijong nai tukiki kami makburuang wagu yuning pilrigiak to patamman.
He comes to bring the love of the Father.
Atata nanlinninga ni tikiu ditsuni.
But he comes to cleanse and wash the heart from the love of other things.
Ammalu khaiju king atatumila tumilia ummati means asalum maksegi atoksuni ijongnai bisegi atoksuni asingin nillo.
The word baptism means a washing, a cleansing.
Baptitauni tanu khauso atukke khamman
You know, just imagine if I go to the co-op and I come out of the co-op carrying 6 bags.
I've
got all kinds of things. I've bought a television there, I've got potatoes, DVDs. I'm carrying 6 things in like that, coming out of the co-op. And I meet you. I meet Martha there on the steps. Martha says, "I've got an Arctic char for you." Big Arctic char. Oh, I said, "That's wonderful." And I said, put it on the top. And Martha would say, "But if I put it there, it will fall." And I will not be able to receive this gift from Martha. Now, an Arctic char is small, I know.
So
Martha gave us one the other day. It was a very big one. It tasted very nice too, thank you. But you see, the gift of the Holy Spirit cannot be received unless we put other things down.
And
he comes to cleanse us, to wash us. And so we cannot mix the Holy Spirit with other things. We have to be empty before we can
receive.
Now, this is very serious because we cannot receive the love of God unless we will be cleansed from our sins. We cannot have the love of God and the love of the world at the same time. We must let go of the things of this world in order to receive the love. The Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But that's not true of the worldly man. The worldly man doesn't know the love of God. God loves him. God loves everybody. But that man doesn't feel his love. He doesn't know his love. And we must let go of the things of this world if we are to receive the love of God. And the Holy Spirit will come with a fire to cleanse our hearts and then fill us with that love.
Fire.
The love of God is a fire. It's an exclusive fire. It will not allow, that love will not allow two loves to be there. It will not share, the love of God will not share us with something else. You ask any married man, he will not share his wife with another man. Woman will not share her husband with another man, with another woman. And God will not share your heart with somebody else. God says, I know you are dying for this need of comfort of the Holy Spirit. God says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
Apostolino, chapter 2.
There in
Chapter 2, verse 37.
Read down
to verse
39.
37 to 39.
Yes.
Inu ilu tamatumang Kilitawon, Petro Simulu, Apostolino, Ohalogloting, Inu Hatibun Hanokle, Pinialo Pita, Petro Sium of Houtivai, Pumitulinitin, Hahirin Ritzi, Bartitaro Silu Tamatsi, Jesus Christ to Sium, Attingani, Isumagin Lucy, Adam Longming, Gutiulu, Angelotigisima Janganik, Anom Longi, John Night to me, Piniakusi, Tabba, Tamana. Amen.
He said, they said, what shall we do? He said, repent. Turn in your hearts from wickedness. Confess your moral need. Confess your sins. Cry to God for cleansing. If you repent, God will give you the Holy Spirit. You will receive the liquid love of God.
Amen.
And the love of God never becomes ice even at the coldest temperature.
Amen.
It never freezes.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? Always liquid. The love, receive, he says, the promises to you and to your children. It's for
everybody.
You will receive the Father's promise, the Father's
touch.
And God will give it to his people. This is the will of God tonight, to give you the Father's touch. To hold you in his arms. To let you know that you are not an orphan. To give you the love of God. Praise God. How he loves his people tonight. In a moment we're going to pray. But we're going to pray for anybody with any problem in their lives. God is able to break every power and fill them with the Father's touch. You know, when we have
the
question, when we ask ourselves, why does the devil have power over some people's lives? You could say, oh, it's because the devil was allowed in by something. You know, you could blame a demon and say, oh, it's a demon caused that trouble. Oh, I know that demons work in people's lives. But that is not the end of the problem. Casting a demon out isn't the end of the problem. God does not want to make a person just empty. The real cause of the problem is the need for the love of God. The true power of deliverance is in the love of God. I believe casting out demons is easy. But the real need is for the outpouring of the love of God into your heart. Praise God. I remember when we were in Africa, we had a young man who came to the church. He was an adulterous man. He was drinking, smoking, all kinds of things. He came and God met him and filled him with the love of God. He was a young Christian. His mother was so angry because he'd become a Christian. And she tricked him and took him to a witch doctor. What do you call it? Shaman. She said, oh, it's an aunt, we're going to visit an auntie. She told this shaman, she said, my son has got into some religion, I want you to cast the spirit out of him. She said, I want you to cast Jesus out of this man.
Jesus,
he was a young Christian. She brought this young man to her, to this shaman's house. They sat down in the living room. And the shaman came in from the bedroom. She looked at this young man and she screamed. She said, "Get him out! Get him out!" The Bible says when a demon is cast out of somebody and they just empty, then he comes back with seven worse. Deliverance is not in casting out, it's being filled with the love of God. God's love wants to come into this place. How can he come?
Through
you, through
me.
If you receive the love of God, God's love will reach out to people. When we worked in Africa, we had an outpouring of the love of God. And the love of God healed the most broken lives. I baptized many girls who were daughters of prostitutes. They didn't know who their father was. But one girl in particular, she was 15, I baptized. She has become one of the strongest Christians I know. When she was 18, she went to a school. And she got into that class at 18 years old, young Christian. In that class was a shaman, a young girl. This girl, my precious Vivian was her name. She said to that shaman, "You need deliverance, and if you come tomorrow, I will set you free in Jesus' name." She was so confident in the love of God. She fasted and prayed one day. She came and delivered that girl from demons. I want to tell you, there is no greater power in the universe than the love of God. It was on the cross that God defeated evil. He didn't do it by shouting. He did it by so loving the world. God so loved the world. He gave his son on that cross. How will God set you free tonight? By so loving you. Loving you so much. Not just in the Bible, but in experience.
How do go to housing in Nimata? How do doing Nangin Luta, Ipigi Lutigo, Taima, Pitanga?
The Holy Spirit brings the experience of the love of God.
Go anong ijong na ito, go timi, nadalinong na kaw di si majamini, tikiw di si ugumman, inun, inun no.
Amen, we're going to pray.
Tuksya lang aja po.
But I'm going to ask you, do you want the Holy Spirit to burn out things and bring the love of God?
Apo rilang ang kitso na ito na ito, ilin na ito, anong nga mo ijong na ito mo, o kita ako bigit, ani kita ako bigit.
We want curses to be broken, demons cast out of anybody. We want everything of the world gone, but we want the love of God to come.
So na tuin na itama ko ani tilo we go ti mi pingi to go ti mi pigo mi narli nong mi pigo maluta.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we pray?
Tutsi alata.
Let's pray. I'm going to ask the Lord to
move in your life.
Hallelujah. We're going to ask God. Now, do you want the Lord to do this in you? First, I'm going to ask you, if you want the Lord to do this in you, you can stand up
and
pray.
Thank
you. Praise God. And so we're going to ask God to so reach down into you. Amen. We're going to pray. Father. Oh Lord, we're asking you now. To break the power of darkness in anyone who needs that, Lord. Some here need that breaking of power of darkness. Jesus, break it now.
Jesus,
I rebuke the devil.
Satan,
I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Satan, Jesus,
spirit of addiction and darkness, I rebuke you. Spirits of despair, I rebuke you. Curses on generations, I break you in Jesus' name.
Awaken
your people. Awaken your people to receive.
Deepening
into their hearts. The floods of love from God. Jesus, do it now, I pray.
Jesus,
pour out your love on every life. Amen, Lord, pour it out. Pour out your love. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive the love of God. Receive. Receive the Holy Spirit. Pour it over you.
Hallelujah.
Receive the love of God deep into your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.